On our program today, we are going to be talking about the Erickson Public Library. And in the middle on the mic, we have Mr. Zizak Steer there this morning. Good Hello. To have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Good morning.
Hey, what's happening? Oh, well, I should know what's happening. Hold it. Here we go. Hang on. I'm going to do this while you start telling summer reading program.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and do that. So this week on Tuesday, we opened up our pre-registration for our summer reading program. The pre-registration is open for children, tween, teen, and adults. And this year, we are still using the Beanstack app, but each of our programs has a paper option, too. So we have a wonderful webpage on the library's website for summer reading, and folks can just go there, read the descriptions for each, and choose the best option that works for them.
You've already got people signed up?
Oh, we do. Yep, we opened that up on Tuesday. We always like to do it about a week or so in advance. And then full registration will open on Monday. Our program begins on Monday, June 3rd, runs through Saturday, the 27th of July.
We're going to make sure everybody else is here.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. That's important.
Candy's on the line and Rhonda's on the line both?
Yep.
Okay, so the challenges of technology here, we're working with it here. We're going to make it work for us here. So the big thing, obviously, is the carnival. The big kickoff, what is this, 7?
I think it's the 7th. I was thinking about that the other day. I haven't really looked back, and you know, there was obviously a couple years that we didn't have it because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
But what I'm always pleased with is not, you know, our organization that organizations that have been a part of it for so long, but that we are getting new partners, new organizations this year and years past too. So we keep growing it. So I think the last time I checked, we had around 47 organizations. So it has grown exponentially, which we love.
And they come in and are a part of it. But that's been one of the things at the library you've done. I mean, even...
Yeah, you know, partnerships...
It was even before...
Absolutely. You know, partnerships are just kind of are ingrained in our goal, right? Not just for children and tweens, teens, and adults. Candy, Rhonda, and I work really hard to make sure we're partnering with organizations to, you know, provide resources and information and programs to our community as well. So it is Monday, June 3rd, which is next Monday, from 4 to 7. There will be 40 plus since I printed this calendar activities. You know, our friend Star Wars friend Darth Vader will be there. Our friends of the library will be giving away free books. Of course, we'll have cotton candy, and our bounce houses will be back. We have a few the corn trailer, and then we have water rocks, which is another trailer, will be there. There'll be crafts and popcorn and face painting, and then our friends at Heartland Mini Railroad Express will be providing a mini little railroad ride, you know, in the alley. It's pretty cool. They're teachers in from the Des Moines area, and they built these little rail cars.
Sure.
And so they'll be coming out there too. So we're quite excited for this. Like I said, it begins 4 to 7 p.m. on Monday.
Do want to emphasize, folks, plan accordingly your trip, because streets are going to be blocked off around there.
Yeah.
Yep. It's going to be a lot of pedestrian traffic. A
lot of pedestrian traffic. I just went to the library a bit ago before coming here, and saw the barricades are already ready to go. So we will set those up around 2 o'clock. So from 2 to about, I would say 8 o'clock.
That's Monday afternoon.
Monday afternoon.
Not today.
So not today. Please don't. Well, you can come by today.
Yeah.
Just don't expect a carnival. So
come and get signed up for the program if you want.
Yeah, you bet. And I'll just run through the rest of some of our highlighted programs for kiddos. We again, speaking of partnerships, we thank our friends at Boone Rotary Club. They are sponsoring our June Story Walk. One of my favorite classic stories, The Little Engine That Could, is will be out there for folks. And
kind of catching his throat on that one.
Yeah,
such a favorite.
Yeah. So, and our Story Walk is located north of the swimming pool, which is in McCose Park. So, which is a quite busy place now that we are in our summer months. We also will be doing a few movie matinees this summer. So next Tuesday, June 4th, is our first matinee at 2, and Tuesday, June 18th at 2, will be another music or a movie matinee. The titles of those movies are available on our website. And they'll include popcorn, refreshments, and snacks as well. Our story times, I'm super excited. You know, 2 weeks is maybe three is a little long time for me not to be doing story time.
Yeah.
We have to transition to summer. So next Wednesday and Thursday, those program story times begin. I'll let Rhonda talk about the Saturday story times. There's both are exciting, but especially the one on the 15th coming up is super exciting. Music of Movement begins next Friday, June 7th. That's at 10 a.m. As well.
If you don't do story time, do you start to go through withdrawal? Is that
yeah, you know, it's hard, especially when the kiddos come and what's really nice is they're expecting it. But you know, we have to, of course, transition to summer.
We've got a lot of things going
finish
on.
Finish our school visits, but it is quite challenging for me to not be doing it every week. And then on the 18th, our friend Kyle from Boone County Conservation, we have two pollinator gardens at the library. A few days ago, our plugs came for those, so we ordered some new plugs for those gardens. He's going to take care of them for me, which is great, because Mr. Z over here does not have the greatest green thumb.
He's not a green thumb person. He does a lot of events and activities.
Yeah, support
stuff
nature.
All over,
it's important. Yeah, so on the 18th at 6 p.m., it's our family fun. He and I are going to be doing a program where families can come out. It's called Get Diggin', and they can assist us in planning those new plugs. So dress accordingly, you know, because it will be a little bit messy, and it is weather dependent because it is an outdoor program, and it's one that really we can't move in because the pollinator gardens are not mobile. So
this is an opportunity then for kids that do that, if they are out there, they can come back throughout the summer and take a look and see what's happening.
Exactly. Kyle and I, you know, really wanted to make sure that we had a conservation sort of program, and Candy, Rhonda, and I are, you know, always looking at ways to use something like that to do more outdoor education and learning. So more stuff coming on that, you know, after, you know, in the next months or so. Very excited for our friends from Blank Park Zoo. We'll be coming back on the 20th of June, Thursday, June 20th at 10 a.m., I always tell folks who ask, you know, who's coming, and it's whoever's in a good mood that day. That's how I've always been told. For programs like that one and then the next one I talk about, just get to the library as early as possible.
Sure.
It gets filled up, and we have some friend, you know, local groups, you know, like Kids Club and stuff, that some who might be coming to those programs. So we want to make sure everybody gets a nice, comfortable place to sit. And then the following week on the 27th, our friends from Iowa State Insect Zoo will be coming. And that program is really cool. It's sort of like an insect gallery. They're just set up tables, and you kind of walk through and see different insects. I promise you that everything will be contained, and if things come out of their little, you know, carriers,
professionals are there,
they'll
to
be
handle
held that. By professionals. But it's a very interactive program, and we're always quite excited for that as well. So those are some of the main highlights for kiddos. Like I said, I'm going to have Rhonda talk about the Saturday story times coming up as well.
Okay, Rhonda, you there?
I am. Good morning.
Hello, and what do you got? I know the first one that he was mentioning was the 15th?
Yeah, so we do have two Saturday story times as we normally do throughout the year. So the first and third Saturday, this Saturday we're doing Rainbow Fish. But then the third Saturday, which is June 15th, starting at 10 a.m., is a really special one because we have a friend coming from the Disney movie Tangled.
Ooh.
Rapunzel will be here. So we're going to have stories and songs, and we'll have the movie playing after story time with popcorn. There will be activities, a craft, and like some games going on. So you get to come out, meet Rapunzel, have your picture taken with her. So it's going to be really fun.
All right.
And then for the teens, every week we have multiple programs going on, so lots to keep them busy during the summer. Of course, we highly encourage them to sign up for the summer reading program. But kicking it off next week, it's hard to believe it's June. On June the 5th, we have a recycled pop bottle craft, or water bottle craft, actually. So they're going to make sun catchers out of them. And we have lots of supplies, so we'd actually like them to make a couple extra so we can decorate the library with them for the summer. So that's next Wednesday at 2 o'clock. And then Thursday, the next day, we're doing a walking dessert. So you do have to register for that so we have enough food supplies. But there are still spots open, so come and make a fun dessert. And then the second week of June, on the 12th, we have virtual author visits. And this is set up through the Iowa State Library. At 2 p.m. will be the kids' virtual author visit. And at 4 o'clock, it's for the teen author. So we'll have that pulled up on our one screen. It will be a live virtual, so we can submit questions if you have questions for the author, and we're providing snacks as well. So come on out for those. Thursday, we have Smash Journals, which is really fun. We provide all the supplies, and come and be creative and make a Smash Journal, which is just using tons of art supplies to decorate your journal with, and then you have something fun to kind of record your summer adventures in. And then for the teens, we're continuing with Lego Club. We're continuing our yoga series. Something new we're trying on Monday, June 17th, is Silent Book Club for tweens and teens. That's been really popular for all ages. So the idea of Silent Book Club is we'll have our comfy chairs out. We'll have some, book reading music playing and provide snacks. So just come, bring a book. You know, feel free. It says silent. You don't have to be absolutely silent. If you want to share your favorite book with a friend, that's okay, too, and chat about your books. But it's just a nice space to come and sit and read somewhere other than, you know, your usual reading spots.
Okay.
And something I'm really excited about. Now, this is for all ages, not just tweens and teens. Kids, teens, adults. We're having a Bridgerton garden party. Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. It will be in the outdoor library garden space. If the weather does not cooperate, we will move it inside. But it's going to have we're going to have outdoor games, refreshments, some sweet treats will be here for a free will donation. We're encouraging costumes. We will be choosing a diamond of the season if you are in costume, so we highly encourage that. But there will be some door prizes as well. And we will have some live classical music. Dave Swinson is going to be here playing his violin. So that's going to be really special, and we're really excited about that one.
All right. And that's all age. Anybody who has actually gotten into the series or is interested in finding out more, this is a good opportunity to get together.
Yeah.
You're not
we
by
kind
yourself.
Of arranged, what's that? Sorry.
I said you're not by yourself out there.
No, exactly. It's always nice when there's like a book series that you're into that has been, you know, made into a TV series or a movie. You could just come and enjoy together. And it is 2 days before the last episodes of season 3 are released. So it's kind of like a celebration. It's going to be fun.
All right. Bridgerton Garden Party on the 11th.
Yes, absolutely.
Busy time. Busy.
Yeah.
I was going to ask again for... the tweens and teens getting signed up for the summer reading program, opportunities to participate. Are they looking for incentives or are they just looking for opportunities, different things to come and do?
Yeah, no, there are definitely incentives. So I like everybody that signs up for summer reading, all ages will get a free book just for signing up, which is really great. And we thank the Friends of the Library for providing that opportunity. And with the teens, as they are logging reading minutes and attending some of the activities we're having, they will be earning tickets that they can put into prize drawings. And I kind of pulled the teens and made sure that the prizes we have are what they're looking for, but they can win a Target gift card, Walmart, Amazon, a gift certificate for the bookshop here in town. So lots of great incentives. And then starting on July the 1st, just by participating, they get to come in and get a free coupon for a taco from Taco John's. So we really thank Taco John's for providing those as well. So great incentives, you know, to keep on with your reading during the summer.
I'll just say, started Boys in the Boat like 5 times now, so...
Oh, there you go.
I make it for a little while, and then I fall asleep, and then I have to start all over again. So
maybe you need to change your reading time. I do that now. I get up in the morning and I read, because I would do the same thing. I'd fall asleep.
Yeah, there we go. Candy, again, for adults, you have a ton and a half of things going.
We do. I did want to mention that the piano, Chuck Bain's piano, will be at the library next Monday for the carnival, and he'll be leaving it there for maybe through Bridgerton on the 11th.
Okay.
And then hopefully he's going to be able to bring it back in July and also do a informative program for anybody that would like to come and hear his whole process of his trial and error and how he'd like to maybe try to do it again, but I don't think his wife will let him. So
that's the same thing he told me. Boy, have I got new ideas.
Yeah. So it's really interesting to hear his process and his enthusiasm. So I just wanted to give a shout out to him. We kick off the adult program with a craft project Monday night, the 4th. I think there's 4 slots left, but I do take wait lists because sometimes people can't come or they get sick. And so if it says it's full, it's for wooden firecracker decorations.
Okay.
And if it's full, please put your name on the wait list, because I often go back through and end up calling people off of that. On Monday the 10th, I did want to highlight that we have a lot of social agencies that come to the library just for you, the patrons. We have Aging Resources of Central Iowa, Iowa Legal Aid, Access Assault Care Center, and the Bridge Home, and they're all there at various times on the second Monday of each month. Also, the Iowa Gambling Treatment Program and RSVP, they come on the first and third Tuesdays. So we're trying to bring those agencies to the library, and it's confidential. It's drop-in, no registration, just walk in, and they're coming to help you. So
sure. If I was going to say,
you know of somebody...
I was going to say, in this case, we have these services available here. This is an opportunity for people, in again, very generic setting. They can come in, make contact, visit, and find out if there are other things, and the people that they're visiting with can give them some direction, too.
Yes, and so it's just mostly for a central, convenient location. So I just wanted to make sure people know those agencies are available.
Okay.
We did move Fresh Conversations to the second Monday at 1:45, and last month was a huge hit. So I was so pleased to see so many people at the Wellness Center.
Sure.
And also at the library that came and hopped on via Zoom.
Yep.
Through Aging Resources of Central Iowa. But it was one of the most popular programs last month, so... I'm really glad that we were able to change the time and so many people are able to access it.
All right. And that's if they're tech savvy and do the Zoom at home, they can do it that way too. So they have multiple ways.
Yep. We have 3 different ways. They can either go to Eastern Star Wellness Center, come to the library, or they can access it through Zoom at home. So
sure.
It is pretty accessible. Of course, we also have books at the brewery. And we do see a little bit of drop-off in the summer months, but that's to be expected. But that's also on the second Monday at 7.
Sure.
Heidi Kennedy will be bringing Senior Life Solutions to the library on Tuesday the 11th at 1 o'clock. We'll be playing bingo. So if you want to just come on out and play bingo, we have some prizes, get together with some other seniors. It's held in the fireplace room. On the 18th, Tuesday the 18th, we have June Author Talk with Rosa Miller. She's a local Boone author, and she is going to talk about her background is she was Amish, and so she's going to talk about that, and it'll lead into our adult book discussion at 7 o'clock.
All right.
Good. On the 19th, you were out at Boone Municipal Band the other night, as were all of us, and huge kickoff for Municipal Band, and we're partnering with them again. We'll be out at Herman Park Pavilion every Wednesday. Starting next week, hopefully it's going to work out where if you don't have a library card, you can sign up at Municipal Band and get a library card. You can sign up for summer reading. So we're just trying to bring the library to the band, I guess. And on the 19th, we'll have a special story time, and Mr. Z will be reading a story, and we'll have some activities for the kiddos.
All right, good.
Then if you want to come back out to the pavilion the next night, Casey Klein will be there, and he calls himself the one-man jam machine. He plays the double-neck guitar, and he has a loop pedal, and he plays lots of popular hits, and so we'd like for everybody to come on out and support him. That's at 7 o'clock at Herman Park Pavilion on the 20th. It's free. We will have some snacks with Goodwill, free will donations.
Sure. Okay.
Goes to the library.
Good.
With Medicare looming, the sign-up in November, we start having more programs with people that have information about Medicare. Tucker Mitchell will be at the library on Friday the 21st at noon. He can answer your questions. And we also have a drawing for a $5 gift certificate to Dutch Oven. So if nothing else, come on out, ask a few questions, possibly walk away with a free gift certificate.
There you go.
Our summer reading program is called Read, Renew, Repeat. We're loosely basing it on a conservation theme. So we will have John Rosa at the library on Tuesday the 25th at 6:30 to talk about how you can learn more about recycling in Boone, and also about the future of the Boone landfill and how that might affect everybody in the community.
And he will answer questions for you.
He will. And we've had people, I put a survey out earlier this year, like, what do you want to see talked about at the library? And people were like, I really don't know about how to recycle in this county. So come on out. It's, you know, just an informational program. I know he also talks on the radio, but not everybody maybe can hear that at 8:30 in the morning. So come on out at 6:30 at night. And then on Wednesday night, the 26th at 6:30, we have Write Night, and we'll be playing a new game with the writers called Blank Slate. So it's just to get ideas in your head for maybe new writing prompts, or maybe you're working on I know some of our writers have published work, and it's really a good opportunity to meet other people that are writers and bounce off ideas. And it complements our writer's workshop that is on every third Saturday at 9:30.
Okay.
I did want to just highlight that adult summer reading for all the kids, teens, and adults, if you sign up, you can automatically pick a free book. We have carts on every floor, and it seems to be an appropriate prize for a library.
Yep.
But also for the adults, you'll automatically, if you did nothing else except sign up for summer reading, you'll automatically be put in a prize drawing to possibly win a tandem rail explorer ticket.
Ooh.
Or we have multiple opportunities for two tickets to the Boone Theater with snacks, and it's worth about $40. So if you did nothing else except sign up, you could walk away with a prize.
That's it. And the big thing is we do have a lot of people that participate. We just want to make sure that more people understand this is anybody. If you got a library card, come on in. Even if you don't have a library card, come and get one.
Right. It's you don't necessarily have to have a library card, but of course we would love for you to have a library card, and we can sign you up. We did that with someone just the other day, and I'm like, great, here, you also want to sign up for summer reading, and they hopped on board. The summer reading prizes for adults are most prize drawings for large gift certificates to Fairway, Hy-Vee, Amazon, Walmart, and Boone Chamber gift certificates in the $25 to $50 range. So for not very many activities, you might win a big prize. So
parents and grandparents, if you have grandkids and you want to get be part of the fun, come out for the carnival, right?
Yeah, of course. You can sign up for summer reading, get a library card, have a great time. And hopefully the weather is going to cooperate.
Yeah, well, we've had a couple of warm ones the last couple of years. We got to beat it this year for sure. So
yeah, that would be nice.
We'll go for that. Candy, thanks so much for joining us. Rhonda, thanks so much. And
Thank you.
Mr. Z, of course, is already departed. He's probably back over there by you guys already. So, but yep, we do know so. That... people plan to take in the carnival. If you don't get an opportunity, if things are too busy for you, there are other opportunities to stop into the library. Very easy to go online and get yourself signed up. And if you're not really into doing it technically like that, stop in at the library. Somebody else will get you taken care of.
Or you can have the opportunity this summer for all of our programs, the kids, teens, and adults, you can register online for summer reading and do the program online, or you can come in and get a paper copy. So we're trying to make it accessible for everybody.
Everybody. It's at the Erickson Public Library. Thanks so much for joining us this month, and let's have a great carnival. Don't forget, drivers, there are going to be some streets blocked off over there because of all the carnival activity on Monday afternoon and evening. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
All righty. Once again, that's been our Tuned In program about the Erickson Public Library.